This is an ENN special report. Now reporting.
I'm your big daddy, and I want to be referred to as such.
When the clock struck six, it meant one thing.
It's not fair.
I'm an Andrew Gunling fan.
Just take the L.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's Andrew Gunling.
You couldn't possibly understand the hurt.
That's right, Andrew Gunling, a Friday. Friday evening, ENN. Here with you, taking you into your weekend. Things are happening in the Bronx. We will talk about that in just a second. But before we do that, Peter, how are you?
Now, for those of you worried, you're saying, what's happening to Alan Hahn?
He's been fired.
Okay. And Chris Carlin, the other voice in that drop. How are you?
The Zapruder film.
That was very special.
That's just one of those things that I didn't know people didn't know.
I've heard it's Zapruder, like, Zapruder, Zapruder. I know it's Zapruder now.
I never had heard Zapruder. Like, were you mixing Zip Recruiter?
The Zapruder film. The Zip Recruiter film. Yes. And we're talking about film with the death of a president. That's great.
That was a long time ago. Don't worry.
Zip Recruiter film.
Let's see. Let's get right into it here, because there's a lot to get to. We'll start with what's happening in the Bronx. This game looked like it was in hand for the Yankees just moments ago. It's a seven-inning game, obviously, because they're playing a doubleheader with the new rules this year. They had a 4-0 lead. Mets got one back to make it 4-1 in the fifth. Then Chad Green comes in the sixth, and Pete Alonso just hit a three-run home run. They are now tied. They are now tied
in
the Bronx.
It's
4-4. No, you don't know. Well, you thought you knew, because Chad Green is pretty reliable. But that's
two in a row now.
Yeah.
Remember Chad Green the other night. Uh-oh. We might have more trouble here. 5-4 Metsies.
Whoa.
Uh-oh. Green just gave up another one. And
no.
I'm not sure who this was. Oh, Dominic Smith.
Unbelievable. So this game has turned completely on its head.
Green gave one up the other night to Freeman, by the way. Remember the two-run shot
in the second
of that doubleheader?
For the Yankees, who already come in having lost five straight, for this now, if they blow a four-run lead against their crosstown rival, this would bring morale to a new depth.
Don't worry. Edwin Diaz is still lurking.
That's true. This game is close to over, but it's in some ways still far from being over as well. Even before the game began, not great news for the Yankees. Aaron Judge placed back on the 10-day injured list with a strained left calf. Judge has now been sent to the IL four times in the past three seasons. Yankees manager Aaron Boone hopeful that Judge wouldn't miss much more than the 10 days this time, but didn't have a firm timetable. The move also prompted one local sports talk show host who immediately jumped to Twitter and demand that Judge be traded for Max Scherzer.
Well, that's not exactly what happened. Okay.
You're not referring to.
That's what I saw.
Here's what I was talking about. Okay. Sad. I was ridiculed. I was prodded. I was treated like garbage last year.
That could be a drop, by the way. Go ahead.
When I dared to even suggest that mid-season, if the Yankees were smart, well, not smart, but if the Yankees were so inclined to get a big-time pitcher, the guy to go get would have been Max Scherzer, and I would have traded Aaron Judge for Max Scherzer at the time. And when I tell you ridiculed, I was made to feel as if I had no civil liberties. I wasn't even being treated in any kind of a humane way by fans who were just destroying me, just hammering me. And I just, in that tweet, gave you a little bit of how you like the big fella now.
It was hanging on the rim, is what you were doing.
Yes, I was. And look, we all know if I do that, the rim's not going to last very long. I was prodded. Yeah. I'm glad I didn't say probed.
Yeah, it was close. It was very close.
Let's see. Brian Cashman also said today that
all of that was probably, by the way, put very poorly on my part. But you get the point. I was just getting hammered by people. But I'm not getting hammered as much as what's his head is. Chad Green just gave up another one.
Oh my God!
No. Hold on.
I was treated like garbage.
by the way, yes. That ball was treated like garbage.
Jake Mariznick.
Well, you know what you're dealing with when you're dealing with Mariznick.
Oh, well, I mean, come
boom
on.
Boss. When Jake Mariznick's up, boom, boss, 6-4 Mets. This is, I got to tell you, what's going on in New York baseball, it's not what you want to see.
It's not what you want to see, unless, of course, you bet the Mets this afternoon. Which
there you go.
Yeah, or if you're just a Mets fan in general, I think.
No, but
roughly
yesterday,
half of New York baseball is thrilled.
No. But hold on. Yes, you're right. It's good in this moment because in this moment they're beating the Yankees. But still, yesterday they were a big old disgrace nationally.
Yes.
Fair. Also, Brian Cashman saying today Gleyber Torres' injury is probably a 3 to 6 week injury. Mm-hmm. Not great news there. And then more, Gio Urshela was pulled out of the starting lineup shortly before the game, replaced by Miguel Andujar, bone spur in his right elbow. He is listed as day-to-day, but I kind of feel like we've heard that term used before for guys who did wind up on the injured list. So just something to keep an eye on there. With Gio Urshela. I wanted to play this back again. We played this earlier in the show from before the game. Pretty powerful stuff from Aaron Boone, who was asked a question by Marley Rivera about all that's been going on. And Aaron Boone, of course, has two African-American children that he has adopted. And she asked him if this had kind of taken a more personal toll with him and his family. He was visibly emotional. He couldn't speak. He had to walk off the stage. He then came back and answered the question. Here's that audio.
You know, I would just say, you know, and I know I'm talking to a lot of people out there. You know, it's been a hard and heavy year, and you know, a heartbreaking year in so many ways. And you know, for my family too. But I think that's the case for a lot of people of all different backgrounds and races. So my prayer is just that, you know, we continue to, even though we're going through some dark times, that at the end of this, we're better for it. And that's my continued prayer.
I got to tell you, I respect Aaron Boone so much.
Yeah,
I really do. And I know fans get on him for different things when it comes to, you know, in-game decisions and such. I think this guy has been tremendous for the Yankees. He defends his players to no end, as you're supposed to do as a manager, but really does a fantastic job. I just think in every way he's a stand-up guy.
I'm a big, big Boone fan. And that it's because of the guy that he is, the way he carries himself. He's so humble. He's such a nice guy. He's just, yeah, I'm just a fan. And I feel for him because he is not the training staff. And he does not control what happens to his players physically. And they are just physically such a mess and really have been during his entire tenure as manager. And they completely restaffed medically, and it's just as bad. It's I really feel for him. Really frustrating situation.
Let's see. NHL playoffs resume tomorrow. Islanders and Flyers locked up at one game apiece. Game 3 will be Saturday at 7. Game 4 will be Sunday at 8. Both of those games you can hear right here on 98.7 ESPN New York. NBA also going to resume tomorrow. Teams were back in practice today. A couple on-court notes here. Russell Westbrook reportedly looked, quote, as explosive as ever in the Rockets' intra-squad scrimmage, and the expectation is that he will be ready to return for their Game 5 against Oklahoma City. Meanwhile, not great news for the Dallas Mavericks. Their big man, Kristaps Porzingis, has a lateral meniscus tear in his right knee. He has been ruled out of the rest of the team's first-round playoff series against the Clippers. That was announced just a little while ago. So a huge blow to them.
Is this the first time he's broken down in Dallas?
Well, when he was... No, I don't believe so.
No, I don't think so. No. I mean, I'm going to go look and see how many games he played this year, but he missed some games this year.
Got it.
Because this was his, remember, this was his first full season back after the injury.
Right.
He has played in 57 games during the regular season this year, and they ended up playing a total of what, like in the neighborhood of 72, 73? Was that many? I think it was something
when it,
like that.
When it was all said and done, yeah. Some teams it was different amounts, but that was the general. I'd have to look at them specifically.
Yeah. I am looking at them specifically. The Mavericks ended up playing 75 games.
Okay.
Well, this is so
he played 57, missed 18 games.
This upsets me. I just got a DM from my good friend Andrew. He's talking about the video of mine from the show yesterday. Direct quote, Andrew, and this is, Chris, you might want to cover yours. This is alarming.
No, please.
He wrote, "Who's the egghead in the frame next to you shaking his head?" That's not right. That upsets me.
I was shaking my head in agreement.
Yes.
Follow everything that you unfollow.
I said that. I wrote, he agrees, doesn't disagree. That egghead is my friend, Chris Carlin.
And it's not an egg. It's more of an ovid.
You don't want to use the word ovid these days. Ovid, not it's not doing well. It's the only word that rhymes with COVID. It is not what you need.
That's true.
By the way, I would also, Anthony, need a drop for later. Save it for RJ when he gets back of me saying, that egghead is my friend Chris Carlin. I'm sorry, Andrew, keep going.
No, that was...
My guess is I would like that the rest of the night and the rest of the weekend, because you are going to get a lot more of this weekend. I would like you to post every single response, or at least send to me every single response that accuses me of being racist.
Okay, I will. You can track.
You're going to get plenty.
Now, Carlin, I know you're approaching this like with the right frame of mind. You're laughing about it, but is there a small part of you that is worried that like this is who you are now to a population that doesn't know what was happening in that segment?
Well, there's no context.
I'm worried for you. I don't want people to have the wrong idea from looking at this clip.
I'm not worried. I'm not worried. I think my good friend Peter will go out of his way to make sure that my position is perfectly represented.
That egghead is my friend, Chris Carlin.
It's not an egg. It's more of an ovid. And then you're going to get pinned in with me. Why are you friends with that guy who clearly disagrees with you on social justice?
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're halfway through ENN and you still haven't gotten to the story that I was going to steal from you. I'm curious if
I have no idea what that story is. So I would tell you to just go with it because I may not have it.
Knowing you, I think you have to. And I think you'll be more surprised that I'm interested in it and you were going to get to it. Are you going to get to a notable passing from yesterday?
Yeah, sure. I was going to get to that.
Knew it.
In fact, if you want, I'll get to that right now. I assume you're referring to legendary Arizona basketball head coach Lute Olson, who passed away at the age of 85. Am I correct?
That is absolutely correct. And
okay.
I was going to steal it from you at 5:55 and realize that was such a Michael move, and I refused to do it. Since then, I just nagged for it until it happened. But what?
Also, Michaelian.
What?
Also, Michael-esque, Michaelian, you might say.
Oh, Michaelian.
Yeah.
K-like.
The Zapruder film.
That's right. Now, Andrew, for you and for me and your like range of basketball fanship.
Yeah.
Lute Olson, very high on the list of...
Legend.
Just legend. Like when you picture college basketball in the classiest... I remember Lute Olson... being just what I think of Lute Olson, I think of a couple of things. I think about just the awesome, fun Arizona teams of the 90s. I also, for whatever reason, just because of the way he carried himself and his life and how much that we knew about him because he was the man, I think about his wife. And was it his... Do you remember? Didn't his wife pass away? Or am I
making up the story? Bobby, right? Wasn't
Bobby.
That her name?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Although I'm really confused. Oh, yes, there it is. Olsen married Bobby Russell in 1953, and they were married for 47 years. She died on January 1st, 2001 of ovarian cancer at only 65, which, by the way, it's amazing to think that they were in their 60s in 2001, because I thought he was 106 then.
Well, he's like, right, because he's had that white hair, which I think kind of ages him a little bit.
And then they, and then they immediately, or very shortly after, named the Arizona court the Luton Bobby Olsen Court.
Right.
So then, what is confusing here? Now, I'm guessing, Andrew, you don't know this part of the story, and pardon me for being amused by it, but again, as someone who I pictured so old, this is just interesting, and I'm reading it now on his Wikipedia page. The reason I was confused about the Bobby piece is because when I went down to his family part, I read about the next two wives that he had. And I did not realize that in 2003, he married Christine Jack Toretti, but then in 2007, he filed for divorce. But don't worry, in 2010, he married again.
Wow.
Lute had a good, you know, it was such a sad thing when Bobby passed away. They were together for 47 years. He had a whole lifetime since then, too. But awesome teams. You think about Bibby. You think about Simon. They're just...
Oh, he just sent fun. A ton of guys to the NBA.
So many.
And to sort of put in perspective, just like the legend that we're describing him to be. So he won 781 games as a head coach in 34 seasons. Only three coaches have actually won more games through their first 34 seasons. Do you want to guess, or should I just tell you?
Wait, only how many more?
Three coaches won more than that through their first 34 seasons.
Coach K.
Yes.
Dean Smith.
Yes, very good. You probably will struggle with the third one here. I would not.
Well, that means it's not John Wooden or Roy Williams.
Right.
It means it's someone else, someone I know.
Definitely, but just.
But you just not who you think.
I just would not have guessed this person. When I think back on it, like, I guess it makes sense. But I'm going to tell you.
Bob Huggins.
What, did you look it up?
No. Did I get it?
That's it. Oh. That's it.
Oh. Yes! It's a good week for Rosenberg, baby!
I'll tell you what.
What a pull!
You suspect.
No, I swear to
you
God.
You suspect.
I swear to
you
God.
You went from nowhere. You went from 0 to 1,000 in the span of a Google search.
All right, well, I'll tell you what. All right, Rosenberg, let's keep going. I got another one for you. Let's see how hot you are. So Lute Olsen made 27 NCAA tournament appearances. Only four coaches have more.
Hold on, real quick. I want you to... Chris, I want you to pick up the I just sent you a FaceTime, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
Pick that up.
All right.
This is what my computer screen is on. I just want you to see. You may not believe it. You may think I changed it. My screen is on this. It's just
on.
Yeah,
that's after hitting the back button.
No, it's all it was the basic Lute Olsen page.
That is an odd fetish you have.
Excuse me. So proud of myself. I can't. Because the reason it's a great call is because Bob Huggins has been around forever. You wouldn't think about him being that winning a coach, but there's a reason he's been around forever.
Listen, you can try to justify it however want. Okay.
So the next question was.
The whole unfolding of events. I mean, if we were going to.
I'm not Michael Kay, okay?
The Secruder film.
All right, hold on. Andrew, ask
would
the,
be able to so, hear.
Ask
exactly
a follow up one more time. This is important.
So he made 27 NCAA tournament appearances. Only four coaches have more.
Coach K.
Yes.
Roy Williams.
Yes.
John
Carlin,
Wooden.
You can.
John Wooden.
No, Carlin, you can jump in too, by the way. This is not just a Rosenberg.
But it's more fun when it's just me. no, just kidding, Chris. John Wooden didn't have enough. Wow. Dean Smith?
No.
Didn't have enough either. Huggins?
No. Dean Smith was actually tied with Lute Olsen with 27. I'm going to give you the others here.
How about Bobby Knight?
Yes, that's one of them.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the last one?
Oh, you're John Thompson.
No.
This is a tough one?
It's Jim Boeheim.
Boeheim! Of course, he's been there for 70 years.
Yep.
I just knew the Syracuse guy would fly that one down.
That's why he asked the question in the first place.
By the way, I know we're going deep on Lute Olson here, but
we should.
The one national championship that he won is notable for a couple reasons. First off, that team was the only team since seeding began in 1979 to beat three number one seeds en route to winning a title, so they really earned it. And then on top of that, in that tournament, they also beat the three winningest programs in D1 history, Kentucky, Kansas, and UNC. So you could almost make the argument that no team has earned their title in college basketball history quite like that 97 Arizona team.
Was that Miles Simon team, if I'm not mistaken.
And Bibby.
Yeah. Yep. And I think Jason Terry was a freshman on that team.
So I was going to say, players that Lute sent to the NBA, some of the biggest ones, Steve Kerr, Mike Bibby, Jason Terry, Gil Arenas, Damon Stoudamire. I mean...
And I saw a bunch of them. Channing Frye, I saw Steve Kerr, Damon Stoudamire. I saw a bunch of guys put out some really heartfelt messages on social media today.
He just seemed so classy. He just always seemed so cool and classy. I just thought he seemed awesome. You know what I got to dig up, Andrew? You would really pop for this. I think I've told you that I have this. I have a pair of like 90s era authentic Arizona shorts.
So do I. I fell in love. Those teams were so cool. I went through a stretch where I would just like buy basketball shorts of college teams that I loved. And who else? I think Gonzaga I had gotten after like they had gotten
the Arizona
really
had some of the most gorgeous shorts ever.
Yeah.
I used to have UConn ones. They were tremendous. All right. Sorry. Keep going.
I had UC Santa Clara because those were the only ones in triple X. So XL, I should say.
Let's see. Bringing it back very locally here, actually, I wanted to get this out for people in New York City who would find this interesting. This announcement from Bill de Blasio earlier today. He said the following: in the middle of all the challenges, there's some good news. The folks from the sports leagues that do so much good with our kids, they've been appealing for the ability to open up. We're going to grant that. I'm reading now from the New York Daily News. Permitted play will now be allowed to resume on September 15th for youth sports, including baseball, softball, soccer, and cricket. So I'm sure a lot of kids
cricket.
And a lot of...
You know, it's good to know he's doing it for the kids in the hood. You know, he's really going to the inner cities to make sure kids get out there on the cricket turf. I don't even know what to call... the cricket pitch? I don't even know what to say. But I'm just
good
so
news.
Glad... that the
we're
going
to be able to bring back equestrian.
Yeah, I'm so glad the kids who have been suffering can get back on the pitch and back on their horses because it's been a tough summer.
Right, those who have been waiting for polo to return, you're in luck.
Yes. And by the way, in 15 minutes, we'll hear a message from our governor shooting down whatever the mayor has said. So it's a nice idea.
Some Knicks news from today. Their coaching staff continues to take shape, and it now includes a very familiar face. The only coach to win a playoff series for the Knicks in the last two decades, Mike Woodson, is in the process of finalizing a deal to return as an assistant.
Hey now. That's interesting.
It appears he'll be joined by Andy Greer and Dice Yoshimoto. This is on top of Johnny Bryant and Kenny Payne, who had already been named to Tom Thibodeau's staff.
Who was it who first reported that Mike Woodson would be joining that staff? Oh, it was me. That's right. I was treated like garbage.
I don't know why I love that so much. It's just funny
fantastic.
To me.
It's fantastic.
I think it is fantastic.
Will you also, Anthony, will you remind us of how I feel about my friend Chris Carlin? That egghead is my friend, Chris Carlin.
So heartfelt. That's
like
beautiful.
You're giving a speech in a teen film.
Let's see, guys. On this day in 1999, you will not get this, so I'm going to tell you. St. Louis Rams quarterback Trent Green suffered a season-ending knee injury in a preseason game. Why is that so significant?
Because it was Kurt Warner who took his spot.
Sure. That's right.
St. Louis Rams, and in a shocking turn of events, Dick Vermeil cried in the press conference.
He tends to do that. Yes. Warner went on to take over the starting job. No one knew who he was. Led the league in touchdown passes with 41. The greatest show on turf. Went on to win the Super Bowl that year over the Tennessee Titans.
And if Kurt Warner, who couldn't be anything less like Michael Kay, because he's a great guy, if Kurt Warner was Michael Kay, a few weeks into his emergence, he would have put up a tweet if Twitter existed back then saying, hey, just curious, you happy with how things are going with me? Or would you rather have broken-legged Trent Green at quarterback still? That's exactly what he would have done. Yep. Am I wrong, Chris?
I based on this week's actions, I can't argue with the logic. Yeah. I can't argue one bit.
And let's see, before we get out on ENN, this has been a heavy week, so I figured end with a couple nice things here, not necessarily sports related. For one, Peter, I saw on social media today that Laura Stiles is pregnant. Is that right?
That is correct.
Wow, Laura, congratulations Stiles to her. That's awesome. That's
7 months pregnant. Baby Stiles coming in November.
Very cool. And also on a personal note, shout out to my youngest son, Luke, who turns one today. Today is his first birthday.
Wow. And a crazy happy birthday, Luke. And crazy coincidence because he is named after the great Arizona coach, Luke Olson.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And happy birthday to him.
That's right. Happy birthday, Luke. You're a great kid. Love you. And that is ENN for this week.
Yes. Yes. Outstanding. Wait, which work birthday this week, Mr. Gundling?
Yeah, Mr. Gundling, you were tremendous. Wait, this is Luke's which birthday?
He's one today.
Wow, it's a big birthday. And real quick, you said he's a great kid.
He is. He's awesome.
You're really willing to go out on that limb already? You barely know the guy.
I would say in the last 3 months, we've had a major upturn. He's been super cool. He's developing a personality.
So real quick,
I can tell his trajectory is positive.
You love his upside.
Great upside. Yes.
You've only known, so just real quick, you've known him for 12 months. For 9 of those months, he was meh. You're going with the last 3 months, though, and saying great guy. Because I'm going to hold you to this down the line.
Yeah, I think I am gonna lock in on great guy.
Where does he small sample size?
That's what I'm saying. Compare him to Jack. Which one do you like better?
Oh man,
are you
I can't
gonna pretend,
do this.
Are you gonna pretend on the radio that in real life you and I have never had power rankings about the people in your household?
Just take the L.
Right, I have my own personal BCS for everyone who I live with.
It's not fair.
Right, yeah. Depending how they are on any given day. Could be Amanda, could be Jack, could be Luke, who knows. Andrew, tremendous job.
Thanks.
You know what I love? Not having kids.
Oh, we know. You're a huge fan.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.